Good morning, and welcome to another exciting episode of Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRussa. Thank you for joining me. Over the next hour, I've got a word of warning for a group of the most aggressive, misguided, authoritarian dictators in the world. Of course, I'm talking about the owners of Major League Baseball. We've got new music from one of the most iconic rock voices in history, but in a slightly different style, I'll explain. We've got the return of Phil and our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era and the best rock from all eras. All ahead in the next hour, 91.5 WMFO. When we talk about the pop rock from the early 2000s and today, that is exactly what we're talking about right there. Sugar Ray from 1999, actually, and Someday. And we heard Elvis Costello, Accidents Will Happen, at the top of the hour here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Well, good morning. It's Monday morning, the 7th of March, and there's a lot going on in the world right now. I am a huge baseball fan, and one of the things I love the most about spring is the baseball talk that comes out of spring training. But of course, not this year. This year, it's labor negotiation talk. The owners and the players are embroiled in a very bitter negotiation that has already canceled the first couple of weeks of the 2022 season. And at the top of the show, I put it on the owners, but that's not really fair. Without looking too deeply into the issues, I suppose it's on both of them. But I really don't care who is right or wrong. Here is the point. Saturday night, I was flipping through channels, and on Fox, I stumbled on a soccer game. The MLS, which is the American Professional Major League Soccer, season began last week, and the game on TV was being played in North Carolina between the LA Galaxy and a team called Charlotte FC. FC, I guess, stands for Football Club. It was the first home game for the new Charlotte team, and there were 75,000 fans jammed into that stadium. And I watched the entire game, and it was fun. So my word to the baseball owners and players this week is be afraid. Be very afraid, because if things go on too long, there may be no coming back from it. I don't think, at least with me. Of course, also this week, the war in Ukraine rages on, and the music community is starting to rally its support. Twisted Sister's Dee Snider is the latest. The song We're Not Gonna Take It is very much in demand always as a rallying song for protests. Well, last week he announced that he's greenlighting the use of the song for the Ukrainian people, but he is withholding his permission from anti-maskers who'd hoped to use it as their rallying anthem. When asked why the distinction, Snider wrote on Twitter, "Well, one use is for a righteous battle against oppression. The other is an infantile feet stomping against an inconvenience." And then last weekend he added, "I absolutely approve of Ukrainians using 'We're not going to take it' as their battle cry. My grandfather was Ukrainian before it was swallowed up by the USSR after World War II. This can't happen to these people again. #F Russia." Well, it is time for Phil's pick. We took a week off last week. Phil was busy doing other things, but he's back, and I'm excited to bring you Phil's pick again. We do it every week this time. My friend Phil from Watertown brings you a recommendation of some of his favorite music. He's got a good one for us today, so let's check in with Phil.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is In a World Without You by Quinn Sullivan. Sullivan is a singer-songwriter from New Bedford, Massachusetts. His music draws inspiration from blues, rock, and R&B. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
charter members of the Canadian Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Bachman Turner Overdrive. And before that, we heard Phil's pick for this week. It was Quinn Sullivan. He's local, 21 years old. The song was In a World Without You. I'd heard of Quinn Sullivan. Some other radio stations that I listen to play him from time to time. But once Phil made this pick, I dug into some more of his music, and really, really excellent. And hard to believe he's only 21. So you may want to check that out on Spotify or wherever you listen to your music. Quinn Sullivan here on Phil's Pick this morning. This is Ron LaRusso. We like to play new music whenever we can. And today we've got an interesting pairing. Robert Plant and Alison Krauss. They're kind of an unlikely pair. He, of course, the iconic lead singer of Led Zeppelin. She is a generation younger and is kind of a big deal in the more close-knit world of bluegrass and Americana. She leads a band called Union Station. Well, they met at a tribute concert for Leadbelly in 2004 and thought they might like to record together. And so it was really just kind of a curiosity when they got together in 2007 for an album called Raising Sand. Well, that album sold over a million copies. It earned 6 Grammys, including Album of the Year, which made a quick follow-up inevitable, right? Not really. It's taken 14 years for them to reunite, but they've done so now with their recent album called Raise the Roof. It was produced by T-Bone Burnett, and it features only one original song. There are 12 songs in all. Most of them are renditions of classics from Merle Haggard and the Everly Brothers and others. And despite rumors to the contrary, they are not romantically linked. It is a working relationship that Plant has described as being like Mork and Mindy. This is new music from Robert Plant and Alison Krauss. It's called Searching for My Love on Rock of Ages.
Searching for my love, searching for the one that I adore. And if I find her, you know I will. I'll never let her go now, baby. No, 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 no.
Searching, searching for my baby.
I'll never let her go now, baby.
Searching, searching.
John Cougar and Human Wheels. And before that, we heard new music from Robert Plant and Alison Krauss. The song was Searching for My Love. The album is called Raise the Roof. It is their first joint album since their debut 14 years ago. And good stuff from them here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. In music news from last week, Universal Music's takeover of the music world continued last week with their acquisition of the songwriting and recording catalog of Neil Diamond, one of many, many, many such deals that have closed over the last couple months, and we've been sharing them. No terms were announced or even speculated, but he has a vast catalog, and I'm sure that went for mucho bucks. Here's a story I've been sitting on. It's not really music news, but given my rail against the baseball strike and the close association between baseball and hot dogs, I want to share it with you now. Researchers at the University of Michigan released a peer-reviewed study claiming that eating a single hot dog can take 36 minutes off a human's life. In contrast, the study found that eating nuts could add 26 minutes to someone's lifespan. The lead researcher on the study told USA Today that 5,800 foods were evaluated and then ranked based on their nutritional disease burden as well as their impact on the environment, and hot dogs were considered the most unhealthy. And the article even has a quote from Joey Chestnut. He is the 13-time Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest champion. He owns the world record for eating 76 hot dogs in 10 minutes, and by the study's calculation, would have lost 1 year and 15 minutes of life for his consuming an estimated 19,200 hot dogs over his 16-year career. So I suppose we should be thanking the players and owners for canceling games, thereby reducing our hot dog consumption and adding minutes to our lives. Yeah, right. Some rock and roll birthdays this past week. Yesterday, David Gilmour, guitarist and vocalist for Pink Floyd, turned 76. Tomorrow, Randy Meisner, bassist for the Eagles and Poco, will turn 76. And also tomorrow, Mickey Dolenz will turn 77. And today, Peter Wolf is celebrating his 76th birthday. He is among Boston rock royalty, not only as the lead vocalist for the Jay Giles Band, but as one of the original DJs on WBCN in its radical counterculture days of the early 1970s. So let's give a shout out to Peter Wolf and his birthday and listen to some Jay Giles here. 91.5 WMFO.
Give away the days you were mine. I must have got lost.
David Bowie. The song is called Sound and Vision. And we heard the Jay Giles Band before that, Must Have Got Lost, as we say happy birthday today to Peter Wolf, who is turning 76 years old. Here on Rock of Ages on WMFO, good morning. My name is Ron LaRussa. I'm here every Monday morning from 8 o'clock till 9 o'clock. And our show is called Rock of Ages. That means we play the best rock from all eras. That includes the classic rock of the 70s, the rock and new wave of the 80s, the alt rock from the 90s, and the pop rock from the 2000s through today. It's as if the album rock radio that many of us grew up listening to were still around today. And one feature that I enjoy bringing to you every week is called the one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. And today we're talking about a band called Citizen King. They are from Milwaukee. They formed in 1993, and they were known for their live shows and were signed after they were seen playing at the South by Southwest convention in the late 90s. In 1999, they released their album Mobile Estates, which contained this song, which had the distinction of being featured in the pilot and final episode of the TV show Malcolm in the Middle. It was a huge album rock radio hit in the summer of 1999, and despite the success of that album and this song, plus their constant touring, the band's popularity eventually dropped off, and Citizen King disbanded in 2002. This is our one-hit wonder this week. It's called Better Days from Citizen King on Rock of Ages.
my bread is molded. I got a good job at the dollar store. 1 foot in the hole, 1 foot getting deeper with a broken mirror and a blown out speaker. And I ain't got much else to lose.
I've been star of many plays. I've seen better days.
From the album Damn the Torpedoes, Shadow of a Doubt from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. And before that, we heard Citizen King. It was our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era this morning, and Better Days. Well, as always, it's an interesting week in music history. On this date, on March 7th in 1985, the song We Are the World was released as a single. And of course, it had achieved massive chart success all over the world. It was written by Lionel Richie and Michael Jackson, and recorded for a charity to help battle famine in Africa. And so they brought together the supergroup USA for Africa, and it had all kinds of huge names at the time, from Bruce Springsteen to Bob Dylan, Ray Charles, Cyndi Lauper, and many, many others. So that was on this date in 1985. Yesterday marked the day in 1982 that Beauty and the Beast hit number one in America, making the Go-Go's the first all-female band with a number one album. The Supremes were the first quote-unquote girl group to top the charts in 1966, but the Go-Go's are the first to do it on an album where they play their own instruments and write their own songs. And it was not until 1999 that another quote-unquote all-girl band hit number one, writing their own songs and playing their own instruments. It was the Dixie Chicks with Fly. Also this week, two tragic deaths in the entertainment world. On March 6, 1982, John Belushi died of a drug overdose at the age of 33, and on March 9, 2007, Boston lead singer Brad Delp committed suicide at the age of 55. Well, up next, I'm going to indulge one of my musical guilty pleasures. We all have them, right after this.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is the time of the year when the traditional broadcast networks bring back their shows for the final push until the end of the season in May. One of those shows is American Idol, which started its run last weekend. It's airing now on Sunday nights. I have great memories of watching Idol with my kids when they were younger, but now, even though I have no kids around, I find I have no excuse but to admit that I just kind of like to watch it. Since the reboot a couple of years ago, I like this combination of judges. I like seeing the unknown talent emerge. And the show has launched several very legitimate music careers. Here's one of my favorites. He was not a winner. I think he was a fourth place finisher in his season. This is Daughtry on Rock of Ages.
I was blown away. What could I say? It all seemed to make sense. You're taking away everything, and I can't deal with that. I try to see the good in life, but good things in life are hard to find. Well, blow it away, blow it away. Can we make this something good? And I cannot wait. We're wasting too much time being strong, holding on. Can't let it bring us down. My life with you means everything, so I won't give up that easily. I'll blow it away.
This is the time, but time is gonna change.
Did you know that before you came into my life, some kind of miracle that I survived? Someday we will both look back and have to laugh. This is the time to remember, 'cause it will not last forever. These are the days to hold on to, 'cause we won't, although we'll want to. This is the time, but time is gonna change. I know we gotta move somehow, but I don't wanna lose you. Sometimes it's so easy to let a day slip on by without even seeing each other at all. But this is the time you'll turn back to, and so will I. And those will be days you can never recall. Is so cold on winter afternoon. Ah, but holding you close is like holding the summer sun. I'm warm from the memory of days to come. This is the time to remember, 'cause it will not last forever.
Well, that's all the time we have for today's show. I do hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you join me again next week at this time. For Rock of Ages on WMFO, this is Ron LaRussa. Until then, I hope you have a great week, a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
University Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM.